Station 1, Introduction. The University of Lucerne is the youngest of the 12 Swiss universities. In the academic year 2019-20, 3,500 students were enrolled in the university's 4 faculties and 1 department. Since its founding in the year 2000, the University of Lucerne has witnessed an extremely positive development and can thus be considered a real success story. Although the university has only just grown out of its infancy, the history of higher education in Lucerne goes back to the late 16th century, the era of religious wars between Catholics and Protestants. In contrast to most other Swiss universities, the development of a university in Lucerne was significantly delayed. This delay can only really be explained by considering the fact that Catholic society constituted the backdrop to the city. Unlike in the Reformed cities, the founding of a University of Lucerne failed 4 times. It only finally succeeded on the 21st of May 2000, and that with a sensational premiere. The University of Lucerne was the first in the world to be founded by means of a popular vote. Put briefly, the road to the University of Lucerne was long, but since its late foundation, it has seen a spectacular start. How did this all come about? On the occasion of its 20th anniversary, the rectorate suggested a guided tour of the city of Lucerne in the form of this app. In an informative and entertaining way, this tour presents important milestones in the rocky path that led to the founding of the University of Lucerne. It starts at the Baroque Jesuit Church. This church still marks the central role of the Jesuit order, the Societas Jesu, in the first 2 centuries of higher education in Lucerne. At 20 listening posts, the tour gives you information on all the important chapters in this path. It gives you a peek into little-known city history, leading you past tourist sites and up to the Hotel Montana, from which you can enjoy a panoramic view of the city. From there, you go down to the shores of Lake Lucerne, around the Lake Basin, and to the location of the present-day University of Lucerne. Interesting historical insights await you on your tour, which largely follows the events in chronological order. At each station, you will hear about energetic, real-life people who acted out the main roles in selected chapters in the story of the university. Enjoy your stroll through the city of Lucerne.